Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk to Chris Wachowski. He's the creator of the popular Chicago Party and Twitter account that turned into a Netflix animated comedy series, which if you had said that sentence about 20 years ago, no one would know what you were talking about. Chris, welcome to the program. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's always great to chat with you, and you're going to be in Chicago for the Polar Plunge coming up on Sunday, March 6th, right?
I am. I'm going to be a VIP plunger this year, and I'm I'm nervous, but I just heard the weather, you said it's going to be maybe 50s by the weekend, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, we've had it in years where they are literally chopping the ice apart to just carve out a little corner for you to jump in, but you're going to be doing it. Hey, you've really made, I mean, obviously Tom Skilling, well-beloved here in Chicago, and if you haven't seen the animated series on Netflix, I really enjoyed it. We laughed at every, you know, we really did enjoy it as Chicagoans. But you've made Skillin like a national figure now. Have you guys had any connection between the two of you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm here with a big announcement this morning. Tom Skilling is going to be my celebrity towel holder on Sunday at the Polar Plunge.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I'm not.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tom and I, through the show, have become buddies. We've gone out to dinner and stayed in touch, and Tom's going to be there. He's going to check the lake water temperature for us on Sunday. So,
well, yeah, he's going to give you about 11 and a half minutes about the weather. So, you know, you might have to rush him along a little bit so you can jump on in.
I'm telling you, we went out to dinner at Shaw's Crab House, and he literally talked about the weather for about an hour.
That sounds like Skilling. It's March 6th, and of course it benefits the Special Olympics, Chicago Special Children's Charities Program. And it's a great spectacle, but that cause, those causes are really important. I imagine they're important to you too, Chris.
They really are. You know, I just learned actually the Special Olympics started in Chicago, mm-hmm. and the first games were held at Soldier Field in 1968.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome,
yeah.
And I'm very excited to support a great cause.
Yeah, that's great stuff. When does season two of Chicago Party Ant come out?
In the coming months. Netflix still has not announced a date, but in the coming months, definitely this year. So,
I really enjoyed watching the program just because it had a lot of, you know, Chicago idiosyncrasies that I think that only Chicagoans would get. But it still appealed to a lot of people outside of Chicago, too. Is that what you've been hearing from folks that don't live in the city, that they still found it to be enamored by it, even the little things that maybe they didn't get all the inside jokes, but they got a sense of what Chicago is like?
Yeah, I think that, you know, everybody, no matter where you live, knows someone like this woman. You know, I mean, I think there's definitely Boston party ants and Miami party ants, and they're all over the country. So yeah, people have I think been relating to this character and the fact that she's, you know, also has a heart of gold. So so yeah, it's been a great response all over the place.
Chris, I know you're an alum of the Second City, and the mask mandates here in Chicago, Illinois, are, you know, going away. And some of these comedy places, if they're still open right now, have been, you know, struggling, right? I mean, that's a tough sell. And there's a lot of comedians that want to practice their craft, and they've tried to be creative over the last couple of years. I imagine that you'd be an advocate for anyone out there that maybe hasn't gone to see one of these comedy institutions here in Chicago in a while. Now is the time to get out there and support these artists.
For sure. You know, Chicago is such a great place to cut your teeth as a comedian, and I definitely had the best years of my life performing there in Old Town. So I would definitely encourage people to get out and see a live show and support live comedy in Chicago.
I understand you're in a new commercial, the Progressive Becoming Your Parents commercials that we all really enjoy. Are you going to be a part of one coming up?
I've been in about five of them.
Are you kidding?
Oh yeah, me and Dr. Rick. I play Tom Pritchard. I'm one of the main guys. Yeah,
those have been so popular.
Yeah, man, they've been great. They've, you know, it's such a a joy to be a part of an actually funny commercial, because there's so many not funny commercials out there.
Right, or ones that like try and you can see where they were going, but it just doesn't land as a comedic routine.
Exactly.
But it actually works out. Well, we'll look forward to that, and you're in a new Judd Apatow movie coming up too, right?
Yes, it's called The Bubble, coming out April 1st on Netflix, and it's about trying to make a movie during the pandemic, so it's fun.
It's a little meta there. I like that. All right, Chris,
yes, exactly.
Run through the details one more time. It's Sunday, March 6th. You're going to be at North Avenue Beach, right?
Sunday, March 6th. I think it's a 10 a.m. start, and you can make donations at chicagopolarplunge.org.
All right, Chris Wachowski, we appreciate you joining us as always, okay?
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.